Hey guys, welcome back to 51st Ghosts, a podcast where I explore the shit show that is LA dating. Now, if you're tuning in at this point, may make more sense to go back to the beginning, unless you want to skip to what will hopefully be the interview portion, which mom and dad, oh my god, if you've gone this far, please just go to the interviews. Don't forget, you can also email in your crazy, awful, hilarious, strange first date stories, also known as first date stories, to ffgpodcast@gmail.com. You can also follow on social media 51st Ghosts. Yeah, I know I didn't check the Twitter again. Or my own Twitter and Instagram, Yasmin Gasiri, YASMINGAJSIRI. So here we are with the first girl I slept with after my ex, Macy. So I was at the club because, you know, where else does a lesbian go on Wednesday night? And this girl named Kylie comes up to me. And apparently we had matched on Bumble, which I felt really awkward about because I was like, shit, I stopped texting this girl. She's coming up to me. Turns out she's the one who stopped messaging me. She wasn't really that cute, so I'm going to be perfectly honest. I don't know how we matched, okay? Like, people, just be honest on your profiles, okay? Just be honest. And so I started kind of going out of my way not to talk to her because I didn't want to lead her on. You know, we matched, so it's kind of like an initial showing of interest, even though if you use Tinder, you know that's not the case at all. Matching has nothing to do with actual interest. Plus, you know, she was also shy and stuff, and that's not like my type because I'm shy. So her friend Macy keeps talking to my friend Farah and keeps like, you know, coming up to her and, you know, talking to us. And I keep encouraging Kara to go actually talk to her and get out of her shell. Macy was actually attractive and Farah didn't really date too much. And I mean, the club's not super big and it's not super crowded on, you know, Wednesdays, like a Friday night or something. So she kept finding us. And I kind of thought she was also maybe trying to be a good friend for Kylie, trying to talk to me and all that. But little did I know. So anyway, I get Farah to get her number because it's like, hey, this girl likes you. It seems like, I thought, and she's cute. And I was like, yeah, wingmanning for the win. So Farah actually did end up going out with Macy. And it sounded like, though she wasn't totally her type and probably not super into her, it actually went well. You know, you can meet people and think they're cool, but not want to keep dating them. And I was like, this is great. You know, that's great to have like an experience where you're like, okay, dating's not the worst thing in the fucking world, you know? And it's putting yourself out there. In some ways, it's almost nice if the first couple dates aren't really the one, just because it's almost like job interviews. The more you go on, the more comfortable you feel, and I think the higher rate of success you're gonna have. Now, also to just kind of put some context, I had just met Farah. I think we actually met on Bumble, funnily enough, and I was like, friends, and apparently she was like, oh, a second date. So that's that. I found that out later. I thought that was hilarious. But so I just kind of was getting to know her. And so I was on Bumble and I saw Macy. Now, I swipe right on literally everyone I know. Like, it's actually been a really cool way I've gotten to reconnect with friends. Like, some of my closest friends, we actually met while we were out at the club and we didn't exchange numbers and we swiped and we're friends. So it's actually cool. And I also think sometimes it's funny to match with your friend, Bumble. But anyway, I kind of lost my train of thought because I don't know, in my life, I got ADD. So Macy and I match and we start messaging and she's like kind of hardcore hitting on me. Now, unfortunately, I deleted my apps, I believe, before the last two dates on here, so I can't read them. But she was just saying how, like, I was the most attractive person at the club and all this stuff. And I was like, you just went out on a date with my new friend. And so I texted Farah, and it turns out that Macy's a student, and she's on internship, so she's not even, doesn't even live in California, and she's pretty much just looking for a hookup. And I was like, that's what I want. Just some sex, kind of get out of, you know, just, it's almost like I felt like just wiping the slate clean, you know? So it did seem like a good opportunity, but I like literally just became friends with Farah. And she did say it was cool, like, you got out with her, but people say things, and, like, who knows how open she was being with me about how she wasn't really into her, and I didn't know, but I decided to fuck it and go for it, not to be punny. So we go to this bar, which is actually really funny, because I still don't know anything in the area, because we only go out to WeHo, and her coworker recommended this bar that's right near where I live, and I actually just had an interview there. It went well, so that's good. I bartend. But we went really close to the bar near home, house. Okay, I think I'm kind of getting sick. Or I podcasted yesterday a lot, and my throat is sore, but I do think I'm ill-ish. Like, kind of cusping on it, and I have a towel draped over me, and I forgot to take off my sweater again. So, and you might be thinking, just take off the goddamn, you know, towel and then reset. But resetting, it's just like, I feel like I got my jam. You know, I got the sound, and it might sound different. I'm just like locked in, you know? Yeah, whatever. Okay, anyway. So, I found out she was 21, which to me was a little too young. I know at the time of filming this podcast, and I believe recording, sorry, YouTuber mind, /actor mind, and I believe I should be releasing this before my 26th birthday as well. Like, yeah, I was only 25, but those, your early 20s is like, those are big growing up years, like really big, especially when you're still in college. Like, you're in a completely different chapter of your life. And I know for anyone who's like under the age of 23, which is the youngest I'm willing to date, it doesn't seem like a big gap, but like, just wait till you're 25 and you're going to look back and be like, damn, I was a child. But Macy, like, seemed really cool. She like lived in Africa for a few months doing volunteer work. And I think she studied abroad in Europe. She was really smart and ambitious, and she wanted to do something positive to impact the world. I believe she specifically wanted to work with nonprofits. And so she just seemed really great, but for whatever reason, I wasn't, like, jiving with her. I didn't have that chemistry, you know? But I was like, maybe it's because I'm already 2 dates in with Ashley when this is happening. Yes, yes, that's right. I was, but it's only 2 dates. Come on, stop judging me. And I was really liking Ashley. At the same time, I also had a huge crush on my friend who I left the voicemail for. I'll just call her voicemail girl. So I had a lot going on. Yeah. And anyway, she seemed really cool. We went, I was like, you're not going to murder me, so you can come back to my place because it's like walking distance. And we kept talking, and it was getting late, and it's annoying because, like, I don't know if it's because I'm more masculine. Girls always expect me to make the first move, but it's like I always end up sitting on a couch with a girl. We end up talking. It's late. It's kind of, I'm like tired. Maybe this is why I haven't like enjoyed sex yet, is because I'm always fucking tired when I'm having sex. That's not true. I did enjoy Kind of Number 8, even though that was a fucking shit show. That's the one that inspired the podcast. Anyway, so I'm just like looking at her and we get quiet. I'm like, so what do you want to do now? And the answer was sex, apparently. Now, this is my first time since my ex, and it was actually a lot easier than I thought it was going to be. Like, it really was. Except for then it became awkward and kind of extremely awkward, but it ended up finishing fine, which is, I guess, the important part. I'm what they say in the gay community or lesbian community specifically, I'm a touch me not. And like any form of sexual preference or orientation or kink or whatever, you know, there's degrees, right? I don't like my breasts being touched. And if you listen to the first episode, you know I don't like penetration. Like, you know I fucking hate that. But I don't enjoy having my breasts touched. And near the end of our relationship, I don't think I actually ever told my ex this because I was thinking about it. I was actually thinking about seeing if I would be okay with her touching me because she really enjoyed it when I would fondle her breasts. I like doing it. So I thought, you know, maybe I'm with someone I'm really comfortable with and I can give it a try. So I found out very quickly that the right person was not Macy. And so we're in bed, clothes are coming off, blah, blah, blah. And I kind of let her touch me. And I'm just, like, kind of recoiling, like, very slowly, you know, that kind of, like, ooh, that slimy feeling. And I guess she didn't really realize what I was doing, and I pushed her hand away. And apparently she still can get the Nimbo. Oh my god. Okay. But apparently she didn't get the memo because she then bit my nipple. She bit it. And I yelped. I literally yelped in the middle of sex because I was clearly giving a very subtle sign that I was not into it, and yet she could not read into it. She was actually very sweet about it. You know, she was saying how, like, you know, she was like, oh, you shouldn't do anything that makes you feel uncomfortable and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And we ended up finishing and it was fine and all that stuff. But it's just really interesting because, like, there's a lot of shit happening, like, right now. You know, like, the Me Too movement and especially Time's Up weren't really, I don't think, big things when this happened. But it's actually really interesting because, like, this, in addition to the story with Ashley, I have learned to just say up front, I don't like this and I don't like that. The two things I don't like. And literally, it's not awkward. Girls get it and it's fine. But it's interesting because we keep giving a lot of shit to guys because they can't pick up on super subtle signals, right? And she's a very feminine, female-bodied person who didn't pick up on my very subtle signal. And luckily, it was just a quick nipple bite and it was uncomfortable, even though my nipple bothered me for a few days. She still wasn't aware of it. And again, it's this, like, thing that it's so awkward, you know what I mean? I had been having regular sex with someone for 9 months. And then to suddenly have sex with a brand new person, it's kind of, well, not scary, but it's kind of like, oh, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what your body's like. You don't know what my body's like. You don't know my tics and quirks. I don't know yours. And so it's been good. Now I know what to say. And I say it up front real quick, just like, hey, I don't like this and that. And they're like, okay, that's fine. And then I ask if there's anything they don't like, and we're good. But yeah, so that was fun, my first one-night stand, and the first time, you know, I had sex since my ex. I yelped in the middle of sex so manually. Well, I did a lot of manual labor, let me tell you. Now, her boobs were another thing because she also had big tits. Like, I don't get it, man. Like, they, again, and this was the first, like, big tit experience. With Ashley, I went in more detail about how it was, like, a grip workout. And I was, like, being fucking suffocated trying to, like, you know, suck them or whatever. But, like, I was just, at least I was prepared for Ashley a little bit more. Like, with Macy, I was like, what the fuck am I doing with these tits? You know, like, don't get me wrong, they seem nice, but it's like when she was like straddling me, it's like they're kind of like almost hanging like udders in a way. Like, I don't know. I like almost just want to swipe left on girls with big boobs now because I can't handle them, apparently. Now, sex kept going and it was fine and it was good, but I think this also confirmed that I'm a demisexual, which is probably, if my friends are listening to this, gonna blow their fucking minds. Because, like I said in the intro, my friends have a specific image of me because they knew me as someone with a broken heart, someone trying to heal, someone trying to date, someone trying to not be that person who didn't date for another 3 years because they came out of an emotionally abusive relationship. And so a demisexual is someone who, basically, sex is better when you like the person. That's really what it is, you know? And I need to, like, know someone's personality a little bit more, unless, I don't know. I don't even sometimes want to have sex just because it's kind of like, well, I'm not into you. And I think I need that element. And don't get me wrong, I'm really superficial, so you gotta be, like, hot and I need to, like, be interested. And, you know, there's also the fact that, you know, these two experiences had some awkward hiccups that maybe closed me off from an emotional, vulnerable point. But I think I'm pretty, you know, good in that situation. Now, again, for whatever reason, like, these femmes are always like, I want to be on top. And it's like, stop it. Let me just finish. Let me do my job. Stop flipping me over and trying to do, like, something. I don't know. And then it just kind of got interesting. And I think I was extremely aware of the situation, too, because it's really interesting, actually, when introverts have sex. It can be very stimulating, so we get easily distracted. And we're inviting someone into our very intimate personal space. The reason why I bring that up is because I think I was, like, kind of aware because there are just certain things that kind of threw me off. Slash, you know, I just got out of a relationship. For example, my hand's cramping. And she, like, is calling me baby, you know? And like most couples, that's like kind of a common pet nickname. So it's like what my ex called me, and then this random girl I've never met before is calling me baby. And it's just really interesting, because even after sex, there's this thing with one night stands, which apparently I talked to some friends that are common, where you act like you're dating. You know, we talked about how like, oh, let's go to the museum, let's do this later, okay. And it's like, okay, call me. And it's like, okay, yeah, I'll call you. And like we kissed goodbye. It was just so interesting that we lived in this moment where we were together, like in a relationship, but we both knew it was fake. It was just almost like a routine. We went through the routine, getting your stuff, kissing goodbye, and knowing we'd never see each other again, but not at all in like a sad, sappy way, because you've never seen this person before. I'm not sure like how many months after the breakup it was. It may have really not been many. I do think I moved on quicker than I thought. So that's something that's like weird about breakups, is that it seems like an eternity, but then when you turn around, it's like, wow, it hasn't been that long. And being my first one night stand, if that is what counts technically as a one night stand, you know, one of my friends was really sweet and checked in on me. It's like, oh, how are you feeling? And I'm like, I feel fine. Like, I feel like I'm a normal person, you know, who just had sex with somebody, like totally normal. And even on Halloween, I was out with some lesbians, and it came up. You know, sorry, I got a little like on my pee there. And it came up again. There, some people were like, wow, I can never do that. One of them was like 19. And it's like, yeah, I probably couldn't do that at 19 either. But, you know, when another person was saying how they probably feel bad about themselves after. And I'm like, why? It's like, I don't see any shame around sex. If you're two consenting adults who want to try to have fun and explore something new, that's great. You should never feel bad about it. You never feel guilty about it. I mean, if you're going into having sex so you feel like if you're going into having sex just to feel loved, to feel validated, to feel whole or something, yeah, I can see that leaving you kind of empty, because it's a quick fix. You know what I mean? It's like any other drug or yoga or exercise. It's something temporary that cannot fix it. I went into sex being like, I just want to have sex with someone. And that's what I did, because I just wanted to feel someone else's body. I wanted to explore someone else's body. I wanted it to be okay. You know, like, I'm not with this person anymore, so I'm going to have sex with other people. It's what happens when you break up. And that's what I ended up doing, was I just had sex. And that's how it is. It's natural and it's normal. And if you have a dialogue around it with whoever you're going to be having sex with, it makes things better, you know? Especially if you're with someone new, or it's your first time, or you're relatively new to sex, people will ask you what you like or don't like, and it's okay if you don't know the answer to it. It's okay to try something you think you might like and then decide you don't like it. I mean, I've tried things I didn't think I was going to like, and I ended up liking them. You got to be with someone you trust who will stop when you want them to stop, or go to a place that you need them to go to. And so, yeah, that was really my first time off the bat. And it's funny, because then I slept with Ashley like less than a week later. I am a single person, and I feel like that's okay. You know, again, I'm not saying if I'm going through every sexual encounter, because if it's not enough for someone who's masculine, I don't want to feel insecure. But then I might be going over every encounter, because I don't want to get, you know, slut shamed. But on the off chance my parents continue to listen to this, which, ma, what are you doing? I told you not to listen to it. And no, my parents are not from the East Coast. I don't know why I keep doing a New York accent whenever I talk about my parents. But yeah, so that was Macy. Thank you for continuing to listen to my story. Don't forget to keep an eye out for the interviews I'm going to be doing, which I'm super excited about. Again, email ffgpodcast@gmail.com so I can share your stories. That's one of the things I love about storytelling, you know, why especially I want to act in the things I write, because you truly get to live through a story, is because it's how people heal, and it's how people unite, it's how people grow. Sometimes people just need a distraction from life, because sometimes it's shitty. So thank you so much again. Until the next girl. And if you're dating, good luck out there, because it's a ghost town.